It's not business as usual, but the doctors and other staff from the West County Health Center are maintaining a close-to-normal schedule of patient visits in spite of the loss of their downtown Guerneville home. That's the report from Mary Seche, the clinic's executive director.
Right now, we are seeing patients in a mobile van that's parked behind our dental clinic. So about half of our clients are being seen there. And then the other half we're seeing over in our Gravenstein Health Center in Sebastopol. West County Community Services has a van, and we've contracted with them to provide a shuttle service between Guerneville and Sebastopol.
That's working well enough, but she's not expecting it to continue for much longer.
The interim is hopefully only going to last for a couple more weeks. We hope to bring all of our providers back to Guerneville and have a bigger modular unit that we're going to be putting on the dental clinic site so that we'll be able to see all of our patients in Guerneville until we rebuild.
Mapping out that rebuilding plan will likely take 12 to 18 months, Seche says, in part because they're looking at doing more than just recreating the facilities that were destroyed.
As a possibility that we'll actually move to a different site because we recognize that we might need some more space. The fire catalyzed a lot of new thinking about what we actually want to have in Guerneville to serve our patients, and so we're looking at possibly expanding our dental, behavioral health, maybe some other wellness services at that site, hopefully co-locating some services with the county so that we'll be able to provide a more comprehensive service to our patients.
Meanwhile, the remote interim operations have meant additional costs for the health center, as will rebuilding. But it should not pose a hardship for the nonprofit.
We do have insurance, so the insurance is going to pay for part of the rebuilding of the building as well as business interruptions. So in that respect, we're not too worried.
The fire, believed to be arson, although that remains under investigation, broke out in the early morning hours on December 26th, a Saturday. By Monday, Seche says, they were seeing patients again.
We're maintaining fairly normal levels. We, of course, took a little bit of a dip the first part of the year, but right after the fire, it was the week between Christmas and New Year's. That's usually a low time for us, so that was okay. So we're working back up to our normal level.
She credits the dedication of the center's workforce for making that possible.
It's been hard, but people have really come together and worked really hard as a team. I think the commitment to taking care of the patients and making sure that we didn't have any interruption of services was very strong. And I think you know that we managed to actually see patients 2 days after the fire. So we're keeping up that commitment.
The early morning fire quickly gutted the old two-story clinic building. Now, with things running as close to usual as possible, Seche is nearly ready to completely let go of the West County Health Center's previous home.
Right now, we've been inventorying all of the equipment and everything that was in the building. Within a couple of weeks, it will be demolished down to the bare ground.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.